This is a great time of year to shop for a new camera. If you're shopping for a compact model, I have some tips for you. Let's start with megapixels. A 4-megapixel camera allows you to make a very decent 8x10 print. Plus, if you need to, you can crop the image and make very good 5x7 or 4x6 print. The more megapixels you have, the bigger print you can make or the more you can crop. Start with 4 megapixels and then let your budget determine if you need or can afford 5 or more. Now, the more megapixels you have means the bigger file sizes your camera is going to produce, and therefore you need bigger memory cards to accommodate these file sizes. The funny thing about cameras today is that you don't get memory cards with the camera most of the time. Or if you do, they're only 16 or 32 megabyte cards, hardly enough for a full day shoot. I recommend that when you're budgeting for your next compact camera, keep in mind that you're going to have to buy a memory card too. 256 megabyte cards are what I consider the minimum for 4 megapixel models. You can get these cards for under $50. If you have more than 4 megapixels, then you should be looking at 512 megabyte cards. Budget about another $80 for those cards. While you're looking at things that may or may not be in the box, take a look at the batteries. There are basically two types. There are the proprietary lithium batteries that come in smaller cameras, and then there are AA batteries. Cameras that use the proprietary lithium batteries do pack a lot of energy in a very small space. The problem is you just can't go to your local drugstore and buy another battery if you run out of juice. You have to plug it into the proprietary charger that comes with the camera. However, if your camera accepts AA batteries, not only can you use rechargeable AA's with it, but if you run out of juice in the field, you can go to the local drugstore and buy some alkaline batteries to get you through the rest of the day. This is a big advantage to cameras that do use AA's because you're less likely to run out of juice while on the go, especially while vacationing or visiting family and friends. Proprietary lithium batteries are nice, but AA's might be better while on the go. The next thing to consider is the size of the LCD monitor. Monitors for a long time were only about 1.5 inches or 1.8 inches. Not so big, not so good for viewing pictures. Today's LCD monitors are 2.5 inches or even 3 inches in size. This is something important to consider if you like to share your pictures right there on the camera without having to make prints. It's also a lot easier to compose the shot when looking at a big image on the monitor. So when you're shopping for your camera, pay close attention to how big the monitor is. Is it easy to use? Are the colors bright? Is it nice and sharp? These are all important considerations when shopping. Personally, I like the 3-inch LCD monitors, but the 2.5-inch ones are very nice also. But don't settle for something that's only 1.5 inches or 1.8 inches. I think you'll be disappointed. While we're at the back of the camera, looking at the LCD monitor, see if there are some buttons back there to help you easily control simple things like flash modes and exposure compensation. Many cameras, at least in the old days, would bury these controls deep within a menu system, and it was very difficult to find them. But now, many camera manufacturers are putting these control buttons right on the outside of the camera so you can find them. The most important one of the bunch is the flash control button. It looks like a little lightning bolt with a head on it. That's a very important control to have on the outside of the camera because you want to change flash modes in different lighting conditions. But other things such as ISO settings and white balance are also handy to have on the outside of the camera instead of in the menuing system. Something to keep in mind while you're looking at the usability for your next camera. Another thing I want to talk about are special modes. The most notable is the movie mode. When you buy a still camera, you're not really thinking about making movies with it. But today's technology allows these little cameras to make great movies. Movie mode is a very important function when you're traveling because it allows you not to have to carry a camcorder in addition to your still camera. So take a look at the specs for the movie mode on the next digital camera that you're considering. If it goes 30 frames per second and it has full resolution, which is 640 by 480, chances are you have something that will take very good movies that you can show on the television screen or even burn to DVD. The last thing to consider is, will your camera connect to your computer? Whether you have a Mac or a PC, You want to make sure that you can plug your camera in and that it connects to the software that's on your computer. If not, you have to take a look at the bundled software that comes with your camera to make sure it's compatible. You want to make sure that it's just as easy to upload your pictures and enjoy them on your computer as it was to take them in the first place. Keep these tips in mind when you're buying your next compact camera. I'm sure you'll find the perfect model for you, and you'll be taking great pictures for years to come.
You've been listening to a podcast with Derek Story. Derek is the editorial director for the O'Reilly Network. He also runs O'Reilly's Mac Dev Center and digital media sites. He's the author of Digital Photography Hacks and Digital Photography Pocket Guide 3rd Edition. And he co-authored iPhoto 5, The Missing Manual with David Pogue, all published by O'Reilly. You can listen to more of Derek's podcasts at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.